Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Allison Porter, who will be performing Monday at the July 4th concert on the National Mall. Allison, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're going to be doing the National Anthem, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. Have you ever sang it before, you know, like when you're growing up or something? I feel like that's what a lot of beginners start off, you know, singing it at some ballpark or something. So have you ever done it before?
I actually sang it in Curly Sue.
Oh, okay.
So I did sing it then, and I don't think I've sung it, like, at, you know, any event or anything. I can't remember. I might have when I was younger, but I can't remember doing it ever. So I'm really excited to take a stab at it.
You mentioned Curly Sue. That, just in case our listeners don't remember, I think it was like in the early 90s with Jim Belushi. What give us the context of the scene. Why are you singing it in the movie?
I was watching TV super late, and I stand up on the bed and I sing it.
Well, this will be a little different because now people around the country will be watching TV really late on PBS and see you singing it. So, you know,
there we go.
They might be standing on the bed watching you this time.
Let's hope so.
Okay. What's the trickiest part of the anthem?
You know, I think it's just like making it your own, and then, you know, staying true to, you know, the melody and you know, the core of the song, because everybody has really done an amazing job at kind of doing their own thing with it. You know, if you think of all the iconic people that have sung it. So I think I just have to figure out what that's going to be for me.
Do you have a favorite version? Is it Whitney? Is it Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, I think it's probably Whitney. I mean, obviously Jimi Hendrix, like you can't ever beat Jimi Hendrix with a guitar, but vocally, I think, you know, Whitney is probably,
that's the gold standard.
Top of my list.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how big of an honor is it? Because, you know, this whole thing is such a patriotic sort of day, and you have such a big lineup. There's going to be Olympians there, military, you know, heroes there, performers. But you get to kick it all off with the National Anthem. How big of an honor is it to be the one that sets the tone for the day?
It's huge. It's huge. I'm so, so, so excited just to be doing stuff like this. I mean, it's a dream come true. It's everything. So very excited.
Is there one of the artists, you know, because I think we got Smokey Robinson, Kenny Loggins, Gavin DeGraw. Is there one that you're really like, wow, I can't believe I'm up there?
I mean, I love Smokey Robinson. Who doesn't love Smokey Robinson? But Gavin DeGraw is one of my favorites. So I actually used to go to his shows and, like, try to get in the front row. I mean, I really love Gavin. So I'm excited to play a show, you know, with him. Be on the same bill, I guess you could say.
Were you like a One Tree Hill fan or something?
No, I just really love his music.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He's an amazing
songwriter, and I love, you know, a good songwriter. So
definitely. God, I saw him. I think he opened for, like, Billy Joel at Nats Park a couple years ago. He does a great show. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about, you know, we got to talk about The Voice. You just won. Are you has it set in yet?
I don't know if it ever will. I always go back and watch the video just to make sure that it really happened. It's just such a surreal thing. You know, I was obviously, you know, very excited that I was doing well, and, you know, but to actually have won it is just like, what? It's crazy.
Yeah. What was it like? Because you were on Team Christina, right? What did Miss Aguilera, you know, teach you about singing?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, it was the first time that a female coach has ever won The Voice.
It's crazy.
And, you know, we were really in it together from, you know, from day one. We were just so excited and, you know, just wanted it to go well, and we bonded right away, so it made everything a lot easier. And she really just encouraged me to be myself and follow my heart and do, you know, whatever I wanted. And then she kind of just really helped me get to the heart of everything, and I mean, obviously with notes and runs and everything like that, she's the master. So it was pretty cool to have her as my mentor, and now as my friend, you know.
Definitely. What's the, you know, I guess we've been, you know, we've had about, when did Idol start? It was probably like 15 years ago or something like that. What do you think, you know, this platform of these singing competitions, I mean, is it really opening the door for a lot more artists to get noticed?
You know, I think when it comes to The Voice, they really do encourage you to sort of be your own artist. And from, you know, from the very beginning, it's, you know, make lists of songs that you would want to sing, you know, what kind of artist do you want to be, and you get to go on this journey, and there's sort of, you know, no rules, and you get to really figure out in front of 14 million people, you know, who you are and where you could fit in the music business. And I think that, you know, it is such an amazing thing to watch everybody's journey on The Voice, because you see so much growth and you see so much change. And I think that's the coolest thing about, you know, being on a show like The Voice or Idol or something like that, is that you really do get to go on your own, like, artistic journey in front of all these eyes. And that's both scary and, you know, really cool at the same time.
Definitely. I mean, I know you worked closest with Christina because she was sort of your coach mentor figure. But give me something about the other judges that we might not know about them, sort of how they are maybe off the screen, Blake, Gwen, and the others.
Oh, everybody's great. I mean, I just went back to do a little something for, they're actually shooting season 11 blind auditions now. So I got to go back and watch a couple of those. And now there's two new coaches, Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys. And I was talking to them for a while, and they're just so excited to be there. And, you know, you can tell they're new and they're excited and they've never done it before. And so Miley especially is so, so, so excited to be a coach. And it's just amazing. It's amazing to see another season of talent. I mean, incredible singers. And when I was watching them do their blind auditions, I just couldn't believe that I, you know, went through the entire journey and actually won it. So it's crazy to think that one of those people now is going to be the next voice. And it's just awesome. And everybody's great. That was your question. Adam is awesome. I talked to him a little while the other day, and Blake is hilarious, and just exactly what you see is what you get. So they're amazing.
That's awesome. You know, tell us what you got coming up next, because when you win one of these suckers, then the next thing is, all right, here, we're waiting for the next big album. But unlike other winners of some of these shows, you've actually had a couple albums before, right? You had, like, was it more like folky kind of things before the show?
I did actually, like, a folk country album. I've always wanted to do kind of, like, get that out of my system. I love that kind of music, so it was really exciting when I got to make that kind of record. But now I'm working on my first, like, actual album, and, you know, I guess real album, you could say. And we're just, you know, writing and in the studio and, you know, talking about different producers, and we've kind of just begun the journey, but it's already, like, really, really exciting. So just working hard. I'll be in the studio for a minute, just, you know, trying to make the best record I can.
Awesome. And just give us, obviously it's all still coming together, but what's sort of the general vibe or genre of the album?
I mean, I would say it's pop, you know, Payne, Kelly Clarkson, Alison Porter,
okay.
Adele, you know, just shove myself in there if I can, you know.
Pink, Kelly Clarkson, Alison Porter, Adele.
You know.
In that order.
Trying to shoot real low.
Yeah, exactly. We got to aim high. Well, it's all going to start with the Capitol 4th, you know. This is going to be some fireworks and awesome national anthem. We appreciate you taking the time, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Awesome.